Home sharing, also known as short-term renting, is growing in Utah. According to data released by Airbnb, Utah hosts using their service earned over $35 million in supplemental income, bringing nearly a quarter million people to the state in 2016. To support this trend, the Utah legislature passed HB 253 in March, which removed city and county restrictions on short-term lodging in owner-occupied homes located in residential areas, a move that has met mixed reactions.
The comment was made that there are no victims in this, and there are, and that's people that live around it. Those people who surround these are the victims in the sense that the way these are marketed is, this is a nice home in a nice neighborhood, in a quiet neighborhood. They're capitalizing off of their neighbors to do this.
That was Scott Sabe, a concerned citizen who testified against the bill in a committee hearing. Those who are opposed to the change worry that short-term renters are disruptive to surrounding householders and local governments need the power to respond. Dave Cross, CEO of NoiseAware, a company that monitors noise in the short-term rentals industry, says his measurements suggest short-term renters aren't widely disruptive.
A small number of properties, fewer than 5%, ever have any sort of noise issue, but some within that 5% produce the vast majority. This really comes down to an enforcement issue. In any city, you're going to have disturbing the peace and noise nuisance issues. But there's been a major mischaracterization of the frequency of this problem.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Dennis Stock.